Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome in to Send It In, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. Great show coming up for you guys today. A lot to get to. Of course, we're going to continue previewing Super Bowl 59 between the Eagles and the Chiefs. Yesterday, we looked at Kansas City props. Today, we're going to look at my favorite Eagle props. Also, it's a Tuesday. We got a loaded college basketball slate. Dive into some of my favorite plays on the card. Also, a teed up Tuesday. We got one of the best events on the calendar, the Waste Management Phoenix Open. We will dive into that as well. Kate Constable going to join us later on in the show. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, remember, we are the BetMGM Network now, so make sure you guys check out our new social channels. You can check us out on X at the BetMGM Network. Check us out on Instagram at BetMGM Network, TikTok at the BetMGM Network as well. You can watch us on Twitch. Send in all your questions and comments at the BetMGM Network. Make sure you check out our new platforms, our new channels, and send in any questions or comments that you guys may have. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. We'll go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Nick Henion, who joins us, BetMGM writer. Give him a follow on X at Nick Henion. Nick, great to have you on the show, man. Want to talk a lot of golf with you because it's an awesome event this week, the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, best golfer on the planet, and this is one of his best courses. He's won here two out of the last 3 years. He's got four straight top 10 finishes. He's only plus 275, Nick, at BetMGM to win, so not really probably going to pique many interest of people. Are you doing anything with Scottie this week? Have you found any way to maybe get involved with him at all?
Great to be with you, PJ. To answer your question, in a word, no. There's, you know, the number makes sense. You mentioned it. Two wins here in the last 3 years. The only time he didn't win here, he was third in the tournament. So there's not really a lot of wiggle room here with Scheffler. Minus 190 for a top five finish. I mean, that's just a crazy number. I will say he's first overall in my mixed condition model. He's no worse than 19th in any of the measured stats I use. First in greens and regulation gains, second strokes gained tee to green, sixth in bogey avoidance. I mean, basically all signs point to, in my opinion, a Scheffler win this week, but plus 275 at a full field event, that's just crazy in my opinion. So I think the way to approach him is just remove him entirely from the field. If you're betting somewhere that offers a winner without Scheffler market, just take that instead, because I think the rest of the field is closely enough grouped that you might be able to find some value further down the board. But no bet for me on Scheffler this week.
think that's a really good angle. And if it's not Scheffler, Nick, probably the guy who's going to be popular this week is a guy who was popular last week at Pebble Beach, and that's Justin Thomas, who's in good form right now and also has a really good track record at TPC Scottsdale. Six straight years, JT has finished in the top 15. You doing anything with Justin Thomas this week in Phoenix?
I was one of those bettors who lost a lot of money on Justin Thomas last week because I thought it set up very well for him at Pebble Beach. It's interesting. You mentioned it this week. The course history is really encouraging with Thomas at TPC Scottsdale. Third in strokes gained total at the track for his career. The other encouraging sign with Thomas is that he's eighth in par four efficiency on holes measuring between 450 and 500 yards over his last 24 rounds. But there's a little bit of a worry with him. 45th and 31st, respectively, strokes gained tee to green and strokes gained approach over his last 24 rounds. 41st in greens and regulation gained over his last 24 rounds. Historically, those three stats are big measures of success at TPC Scottsdale. So for me, if I'm looking at the prices, I'd rather bet Hideki Matsuyama at 16-1 rather than JT at 14-1 because you still get that same strong course history with Hideki, but the metrics are a little bit more encouraging. So a week after a disappointing record, both off the tee and on approach, I think I'm going to pass on Justin Thomas at Scottsdale in spite of that strong course record.
All right, fair enough. Going with Hideki this week. Any other golfers that you like this week at TPC Scottsdale, Nick?
First name that jumped out to me is Kurt Kitayama at 60-1. Fourth overall in the mixed condition model. Look, 2025 has not gotten off to a good start for him. No finish better than 39th in his first three events. But there's some encouraging signs with him. 23rd on debut at TPC Scottsdale. Tied for eighth last year. One of the correlative courses I looked at is Bay Hill. Kitayama's a winner at that track, so I think there are some similarities here where you could see Kitayama do well. He's first in the field in strokes gained tee to green over his last 24 rounds, fourth on approach, 12th in opportunities gained, second in bogey avoidance over the last 3 years. That's become an increasingly important stat at Scottsdale. So I think Kitayama offers some good value this week. Second name I'm looking at, Charlie Hoffman at 80-1. You know, he's 15th in the mixed condition model, but, you know, he's fifth overall in my just 12 round stat model. In that latter sample, seventh in strokes gained tee to green, 18th on approach, 11th in greens and regulation gained, and he's 12th in both par four efficiency on holes measuring 450 to 500 and par five efficiency. He was a runner up here last year and, you know, bested Scheffler in that category. So I think you could see a run from Hoffman at a big number this week.
All right, I like those two long shot looks going with Kitayama and Charlie Hoffman, who's got those green gloves, Nick, when he tees off, the Waste Management Open gloves. So that could be something to watch this week. How about any golfers you're looking to fade? We've talked about a bunch of guys that probably people will be on. Anybody that you don't think this is a suitable course for this week?
In terms of fade, it's more about the betting number associated with them. I really wanted to be on Sam Burns this week. But the number is just, I mean, it's gross. Like, you know, he's third and sixth in his last two starts at Scottsdale, but he's 61st on approach over his last 12 rounds. No better than 74th in either of the two par four efficiency measures I looked at. So if you're betting Burns this week, you're betting on course history. I can't get there in the mid-20s. Sungjae Im has been so confusing to me to start the season. Like, is he the guy who finished third at the Century and then fourth at the Farmers? Or is he the guy who can't play at Pebble Beach and, you know, the American Express where he missed the cut at that latter event? So, you know, he's 74th over his last 24 rounds in strokes gained approach and greens and regulation gain. I mentioned the level of importance there at TPC Scottsdale. So, as much as I want to bet Sungjae, just, you know, the yo-yo theory on him, I just can't get there when he's north of, you know, 30-1 on the outright market. So one of my favorite players, but no bet on Sungjae or Sam Burns for me.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there in golf, Nick. Real quick, want to get your thoughts, obviously, on the big game down in New Orleans between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Any thoughts for you on side or total? Chiefs favored by 1.5 and the total sitting at 49. Anything that you like there?
No side bet for me because I'm holding an Eagles 16-1 futures ticket from before the season started. So we're going to say a minor prayer that that comes through for me. Everyone strap in because I'm going to deliver a controversial opinion based on what everyone has told me. This total is way too high, I think. I mean, 49? Are you kidding me? Like, Philadelphia has played the easiest set of opposing defenses this year. They've only played three teams 14th or better in defensive DVOA. They averaged 24 points in those games, 23 on average against Baltimore and Green Bay, who I think are, you know, close to Kansas City. And then, I mean, Philadelphia defense, first in defensive DVOA, they played a top half strength of schedule. The Chiefs have only played five games so far against teams fitting all three criteria, 10th or better in defensive DVOA, 10th or better in both EPA per play and success rate on plays excluding turnovers. In the previous five, they're only averaging 20 points. So I bet under 48.5 when the market opened. I can't believe this total hasn't moved. Give me the under all day long here.
Very good. And then in about 30 seconds, any props that you like in the Super Bowl?
A.J. Brown over receiving yards. He's the best receiver in the league against man coverage. I mean, he's played three games this year against a top 10 man coverage rate. The Chiefs are seventh in that category. He's cleared 100 in two of those three games, staying under this number in the third one. And, I mean, the last time these teams played in the Super Bowl, Brown 8 catches for 96 yards. The Chiefs are not good against the pass. 17th in pass defense DVOA. 26th against wide receiver one. So give me the over on A.J. Brown receiving yards.
Love it. A lot of awesome stuff. Nick Henion, make sure you check him out on X at Nick Henion, BetMGM writer, going to join us weekly here on Send It In on the BetMGM network. Nick, great meeting you, man. A lot of great insight. Looking forward to doing this a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, PJ. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. All right, guys, let's keep rolling. Let's keep talking about the big game down in New Orleans. We got the Chiefs and the Eagles, obviously. Yesterday, we looked at Kansas City props. Today, let's dive in to some Philadelphia Eagle props. You've been watching this show, especially last week. You know, I like Devontae Smith. Nick just brought up a good case about why you might like A.J. Brown. Trent McDuffie's a really good corner, though. And Spags just has a way of taking away what a team wants to do best and also tends to take away their top target in the passing game. I think this is going to be a big Devontae Smith game. And Devontae's a big-time player throughout his career. In the Super Bowl 2 years ago against Kansas City, he had 7 catches for 100 yards. And then in college at Alabama, he played in 2 national championship games. When he was a freshman, he was the guy that caught the touchdown from Tua on 2nd-and-26 against Georgia. Then the year he won the Heisman Trophy, when he played against Ohio State, 12 catches, 215 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Devontae Smith. So he's played in 2 national championships and a Super Bowl, and he's delivered every single time. No reason for me to think that he's not going to deliver again on Sunday, especially with McDuffie likely on Brown. All that attention going to Barkley with the Chiefs defense. Think it could be a big Devontae Smith game. So I like his over receiving yards, 50.5. I like his longest reception, over 20.5 yards. And then I'm betting the anytime touchdown at plus 250 and 2 or more touchdowns at 22-1. I like all those bets for Devontae Smith. Devontae has a big game. We're going to be cashing a lot of tickets. If he doesn't, it's going to be a rough Sunday in the Super Bowl. Speaking of Saquon Barkley, so obviously his rushing totals have been a big topic of discussion throughout the postseason. It was nearly 130 against the Commanders. He gets 60 on the first play and then doesn't touch 130. It's at 111.5 for the Super Bowl. I didn't do anything on the rushing yards. My favorite bet with Barkley is going to be the under on his longest rush at 23.5 yards. It's plus money right now on BetMGM, plus 105. You go under longest rush at 23.5 yards. I know it's scary taking it under on Saquon's longest rush. It feels like every game he breaks a 40-yard, 50-yard, 60-yard run. But Kansas City does such a good job at limiting explosive runs. Nobody gashes the Chiefs for a big run. When's the last time you watch a Chiefs game and a running back has gone 40 yards on them, 60 yards on them? Just doesn't happen. You give Spags 2 weeks to prepare. Chris Jones in the middle of that defense, all the ways that they move him around. The Chiefs, again, they just don't give up big plays on the ground. So I think Barkley's certainly going to have 7-yard carries, 10-yard carries, might have a 14-yard carry. But 23.5, I'm going to go under, plus 105. Saquon's having such a great year. He's having such a great season. Everybody's going to want to take all his overs. I think this is one prop where it's a good bet to take the under. So we'll go under 23.5 yards for Saquon Barkley. And then finally, Jalen Hurts. If you're going to bet a guy on Philly to win Super Bowl MVP, I would take Jalen Hurts at plus 375. Because of the year that Saquon is having, you rarely see a running back favored for MVP over a quarterback. But that's what we have with Barkley and Jalen Hurts. But again, I just talked about how the Chiefs really don't give up big runs. So if Saquon has 24 carries for 88 yards and 3 touchdowns and wins Super Bowl MVP, then so be it. But I just, for somebody to beat the Chiefs, especially at this level on a Super Bowl, I think the quarterback just has to play well. Jalen Hurts is going to have a big-time game. And he had an incredible game 2 years ago, and it still wasn't enough to beat the Chiefs. The Eagles threw the ball, I think, a lot more than a bunch of us expected against Washington, and Jalen Hurts looked really good. I kind of think they're going to throw the ball a lot more than we expect them to against Kansas City. So if you like the Eagles to win, you better hope that, and better, you're thinking that Jalen Hurts is going to have a big game. So I like the plus 375 for Jalen Hurts to win Super Bowl MVP. All right, let's talk some college basketball here. Go off the glass. We got a loaded Tuesday slate. Our guy B Mills in the chat. Hey, Peach, got a fun Super Bowl parlay for you. Scottie Scheffler, top five at the Waste Management, and the Super Bowl to stay within 14 points one way or another. B-Mills, I actually love that. Great creative parlay. As we were talking about with Nick, Scheffler's minus 190 to finish in the top 5. So there's no way you take that by itself. But to parlay that, and every Chiefs game comes down to the wire, I think regardless of what happens, it's going to be a one-score game. So the fact we're getting 14.5, B-Mills, I'm going to tell you on that. I absolutely love that play. Scottie Scheffler, top 5. And either and taking the Eagles plus 14.5 at plus 115, or the Chiefs just have the game stay within 14. I love that. And then for basketball tonight, how about Central Michigan money line against Miami of Ohio's stinky line? That's a pick 'em spread. And then BYU money line at home against Arizona. I didn't touch the Miami of Ohio Central Michigan line, B-Mills. Something I've been noticing in these mid-major games, when you have stinky lines like you do tonight in that Miami Ohio and Central Michigan game, the team that you think is on the stinky side hasn't been covering, right? So Central Michigan looks like the right side tonight, but the teams in Miami of Ohio spot have been covering in these mid-major, midweek games. So I'm going to stay away. I would only bet Central Michigan, but again, I've been monitoring a lot of these games, and the teams in like Miami of Ohio's position have been covering a bunch, so not touching that one. And then BYU Arizona, I got to play in that game coming up here in a bit. But we'll start with the game of the night. That's going to be at MSG between Marquette and St. John's. And guys, what I've noticed about St. John's this year in Big East play, they're a very easy team to bet on in the first half. When St. John's is at home in Big East play, you fade them in the first half. When they're on the road, you bet them in the first half. They've been a great team on the road covering spreads in the first half. They have not been a good team at home covering spreads in the first half. So we're on Marquette tonight, +1.5 in the first half. And I love the spot for Marquette too, coming off a bad home performance against UConn. Turn around. St. John's is due for another loss here at some point. They've kind of been playing with their food a little bit, especially in some of these home games. Easily could have lost to Providence, could have lost to Xavier a couple weeks ago. I think Marquette could win this game, but I like them in the first half, +1.5. Then we got Vandy on the road taking on Florida tonight in Gainesville. The Gators favored by 11.5 with a total of 155.5. I'm going to go with the over in this game, but more specifically, I really like the Florida team total over at 83.5. You look at the last two road games that Vandy has had when they've gone up against pretty good teams, Bama and Oklahoma. Bama scored 102 against them. Oklahoma scored 97. Florida's coming off a 44-point performance against Tennessee. You expect their offense to show up. So I like the Gators team total over 83.5. I'd lean full game over as well. Then we got number 14, Kentucky, taking on number 25, Ole Miss. Rebels are 4.5-point favorites. The total is 157.5. This is a stay-away game for me. Both of these teams are coming off of really interesting games on Saturday. Ole Miss had the number one team in the country in their building when they played Auburn. Kentucky, obviously, had that emotional home game against Calipari in Arkansas. Kentucky loses. You would expect a really good bounce-back effort from the Wildcats, but going on the road, playing against a Chris Beard team is really tough. Kentucky's been kind of a team this year that has played to the level of their competition on the road. When they've gone up against Tennessee, when they've gone up against Mississippi State, they won both of those games outright. Then they go on the road and play Vandy, they play Georgia, they lose both of those games. So the way that Kentucky's been trending on the road this season, I would probably take them plus 4.5, but I think I'm going to stay away in the game. Then we got Georgetown and Xavier. Xavier's favored by 8.5 with a total of 140.5. Going to take the first half over in this game at 65.5. Georgetown's been a team in Big East play, especially on the road. They've been getting off to some hot starts, and they've been featured in some higher scoring first halves. Xavier is a team that can score the ball at home. They shoot a lot of threes. Georgetown, I think, is going to be able to score with them. This feels like a game to me where it's going to be like 37-34 at halftime, so we'll take first half over 65.5. Oklahoma State on the road taking on Houston. Since Kelvin Sampson has taken over the Cougars, the last like 4 or 5 years, they have been one of the best teams at home against the spread in the first half. And we're getting Houston off of a really tough loss to Texas Tech. I would be really scared if I was Oklahoma State tonight. I think Houston is going to start that game really strong. I like Houston minus 12.5 in the first half. Then we got a couple good games in the Big Ten tonight. USC at Northwestern. I'll take Northwestern minus 2.5 tonight in Evansville. You got USC coming off a massive win against Michigan State. Spartans suffered their first loss in conference play. Now USC has to travel to the Midwest. I'll take Northwestern minus 2.5. Michigan State is on the road tonight taking on UCLA as they're doing their LA road swing. So they lose to USC. Now they've been hanging around a couple days in LA. They play UCLA. This is one of those ranked top 10 teams on the road against an unranked team. UCLA is favored. Normally you take UCLA in this spot, but I actually really like Michigan State tonight, so I'll take them plus 3.5. And then B Mills, you brought up Arizona BYU. I'm not touching the spread. If I had to bet it, I would take BYU, but I'm looking at the under in this game at 152.5. They keep giving us totals of Arizona games in the 150 range, and this Arizona team is not as good as they've been the last 3 years on offense, but they're good on defense, and they're playing at a slower pace than we usually see out of a Tommy Lloyd team. So once again, I'll be on the under in an Arizona game. Give me under 152.5 between Arizona and BYU. All right, let's talk some golf here now on Send It In, as it is a Tee It Up Tuesday. We got a great event this week, the Waste Management Phoenix Open at TPC Scottsdale. It's a par 71 golf course, 7,261 yards. And of all the courses that they play on the PGA Tour, this is the fourth most predictable, which means that course history here is extremely important. Guys that usually play well here usually play well here throughout the years. That's why Justin Thomas has six straight top 15 finishes. That's why Scottie Scheffler has four straight top 10 finishes. Guys usually tend to play this course well year after year. I know Nick said he didn't like Sam Burns, but I do like Sam Burns this week. We were on him last week, and he played pretty well. I'm going to be on him again this week. Course history at this event is really good. He's finished third and sixth here the last 2 weeks, and the ball striking has been kind of hit or miss, but I like what I saw at Pebble last week. He's a guy who drives the ball very well on golf courses where you need to drive the ball well and keep it in the fairway. So I like Sam Burns at 25-1. I also like Tom Kim this week at 28-1. He's only played here twice. He finished 17th here last year at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. But anybody who watches this event knows what makes this event so good is how many people are there. They're going to have like 250,000 people on the grounds every day at this event. And it's unlike anything that you see in golf. It's like a party, and there's golf that just happens to be taking place. And if there's a golfer who's going to feed off the energy better than probably anyone, it's going to be Tom Kim. So I just like him in this kind of environment. He's great in like the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup. Only played here twice, which is why I think his odds are 28-1, but he looked really good at Pebble last week, so I'll ride with Tom Kim this week once more. Luke Clanton, I'll go with him at 45-1. One of the younger players on the PGA Tour, he was a rookie last season. This dude can bomb it a mile, and he's also a very good putter on fast and firm greens, which is what you're going to need this week at TPC Scottsdale. It's not like a do or die for a golfer to be a longer hitter this week, but it certainly helps because you give yourself better opportunities at making birdies. And again, Clanton's a good putter on these firm and fast greens, so I'll take him at 45-1. And then finally, give me Cam Young at 66-1 as well. He's had an up and down season. He started his year out in Hawaii. He was tied for eighth. Then he missed the cut at the American Express Pebble Beach last week. He finished in the top 30. But again, Cam Young is a guy who's played this course pretty well before. He's got a top 10 finish each last year, then finished in the top 25 a couple years ago. I just like the way that Cam Young bombs the ball. I think at this golf course, it's going to help him out. And I think he's going to make a lot of birdies this week. I like the price at him at 66-1. So those are the golfers I'm looking at this week. Sam Burns, Tom Kim, Luke Clanton, and Cam Young. All right, let's check in with Kate Constable now in the Lions Den here on Send It In on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you guys give Kate a follow at Kate Constable, Odyssey sports betting writer for us here at the BetMGM Network. And Kate, what are your best bets that you like for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, I only have one best bet in the NBA because the trade deadline's coming up, and so you have some players sitting. There's just some crazy things going on. But I do like Amen Thompson, the Thompson brother that plays for the Rockets, to go over his points, rebounds, and assists prop tonight. That's at 32.5. The Rockets dealing with some injuries right now. No Fred VanVleet. Alperen Sengun, he is questionable. Those are two big-time scorers for the Rockets, and so without both of those players, especially VanVleet, that's the big one because they're both Thompson and VanVleet. Our guards. I think we see a higher volume of shots from Thompson. He's also been averaging just under 40 points, rebounds, and assists over the last month. So that gets you well over the 32.5 tonight. And the Rockets are playing the Nets again tonight. They faced them on February 1st, just a couple nights ago. Thompson only finished with 8 points, but he had 16 shot attempts in that game. So I think we get a big volume from him again tonight. I like him over 32.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
All right, very good. Kay, we had some big news over the weekend. I haven't been able to talk to you about it. Obviously, Luka and Anthony Davis, just crazy trade. I don't know if it's fully sunk in for everybody quite yet, but just what were your thoughts on that trade when you heard about the news?
I was absolutely shocked, PJ. I mean, I didn't believe it, as most people didn't. Everyone thought Shams had gotten hacked.
Yeah.
It's wild. It makes no sense to me, really. You have a top five player in the league in Luka. He's 25 years old. He just led his team to a finals appearance, Western Conference Finals, the year before. Like, the Mavs have been getting it done with him. And so to trade him, and especially to do it in the manner that they did, which was not shop him around, not start a bidding war, anything like that. I mean, I think they could have gotten a lot more back for him than what they did for the Lakers. So I was just overall just shocked. And it still really hasn't set in and doesn't make a whole lot of sense, even a couple days after with the dust somewhat settled.
I mean, it's truly crazy. So obviously from our perspective, Kate, like, it's a crazy trade, but we're always trying to think of this, like, betting angles, how to attack it. Now that we know AD's on Dallas, Luka's on the Lakers, the markets have adjusted on BetMGM. The Lakers go from like 40-1 to 14-1 to win the title. Anything that you like with either of these teams? Are you thinking that maybe you're buying in on one of these teams, fading one of them? How are you kind of assessing the trade from a betting standpoint?
I mean, I'm not going to buy in on either of these teams, PJ. If I had to, maybe the Mavs, just because they have the better price. And I think what the Lakers have done, I mean, you're paying a lot of tax for the Lakers to win a title to begin with. And then with the Luka, like, the books have to adjust this down just to cover themselves a little bit. But I think it's gone way too far. You have no rim protection for the Lakers. Your defense is going to struggle. Luka's still not healthy. He's just coming back maybe within the next couple of weeks from that that injury that he's had. But that could flare up once again, and then you're kind of screwed. And both Luka and LeBron are ball dominant. Luka might be the most ball dominant player in the league, and so I'm not sure this trade really works all that well for the Lakers in terms of on court, you know, rotations, things like that. They're gonna sell a lot of tickets. I mean, that's never been a worry for the Lakers, so I don't really understand that aspect. But in terms of betting them to win, you know, the Western Conference, the Finals, anything like that, I'm completely out on the Lakers this year.
Yeah, I tend to be with you there. I talked about yesterday betting their under win total at 48.5 right now.
Yep.
Kate, before we let you go, we obviously got the big game in New Orleans on Sunday. In about 20-30 seconds, what's your favorite prop that you like for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I heard you talking a little bit earlier about Jalen Hurts and potential for MVP. I'm with you in just the thought that Hurts has to be throwing the ball a ton. I like his overpassing attempts at 26.5. In order to beat this Chiefs team, they're going to not just be able to rely on Saquon Barkley. Hurts is going to have to get it done through the air. AJ Brown's great against man coverage. I think he can have a big game. So Hurts over 26.5 pass attempts.
All right, very good. Kate Constable, make sure you give her a follow on X at Kate Constable, Odyssey Sports betting writer here for us on the BetMGM Network. Kate, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Super Bowl if I don't talk to you again since then, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys, let's move on now to our favorite plays of the day. We got about a minute left. Our prop lock, once again, we're giving out a Super Bowl prop that I like every day leading up to the big game today. It's going to be a long shot. We're going with DeVonta Smith, 2 or more touchdowns at 22-1. I'm just betting alts with DeVonta Smith. A lot of people like Goddard, Barkley, A.J. Brown. I think DeVonta Smith's going to be the guy who has the big game in Super Bowl 59. So we'll go 2 or more touchdowns for DeVonta Smith at 22-1. Dog of the day is going to be Michigan State +3.5 against UCLA. I know, top 10 team on the road against an unranked team. I know better. But just Michigan State being in L.A. for a couple days, losing to USC, I think this is a good matchup for them against UCLA. I expect Izzo to have his guys ready. I'll take Sparty plus the points. And then my best bet's going to be Marquette in the first half +1.5 against St. John's. The Johnnies and Biggies play this season, folks. It's been simple. When they're at home, you fade them in the first half. When they're on the road, you bet them in the first half. Give me Marquette +1.5. In the first half. Thanks again to Nick Henge and Kate Constable for joining us today on the show. Make sure you guys stick around. You better, you bet. Coming up 3 p.m. Eastern Time live from Radio Row in New Orleans. We will see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.